Hi there, folks.
Mark Velasky tends bar at his restaurant Morel's near Middleton. While hunting trophies and neon beer signs cover every inch of the walls, the floor is pretty bare. Tonight, just one couple's at the bar.
This is American Pale Ale by Lake Louie. Really good stuff.
Morel's is having a last call of its own. After 11 years, it's closing February 28th.
We're a 700-seat restaurant, 12,000 square feet, and it takes a lot to fill it. The most expensive seats are the ones you can't fill.
Velasky says business has been declining in step with the economy. Word of mouth didn't help.
The rumor got started that we were going to close, and New Year's Eve, a half a dozen of our weddings canceled in fear of the rumor being true. Well, we had to make the rumor reality midway through January. We just couldn't keep going the way we were.
Velasky's peers in the restaurant industry hoped to avoid his fate, but they got a sobering assessment of their prospects when State Commerce Secretary Dick Leinenkugel spoke at a Wisconsin Restaurant Association event last month. He said 2009 would be hard, as people cut back on luxuries and niceties to make ends meet.
Almost 10% of all jobs in Wisconsin are in the food service industry, but if nationally the unemployment rate hits 10%, restaurant traffic would drop another 4%. That would wipe out nearly $10 billion in sales nationally. That would definitely force more restaurants to cut back on their service levels and staff.
Someone seeing the domino effect already is Cherie Martin. Her company, Kesnix, has supplied Madison area restaurants for several generations.
You salivate when you come in this room. We have all different types of styles, from ranges to cooktops, ovens, refrigerators.
But Martin's flourish goes flat when she recalls last year's sales.
2008 was very strong for us, except for the fourth quarter. The whole spigot was turned off, so to speak. Probably overall a good 10% decrease.
Coming up.
At the Naughty Gal restaurant in Westport, co-owner Robert von Rutenberg says the fourth quarter was hard for him too.
Baby walleye, fish fry, three fish fries all day on that one.
Even fish fry nights have been quieter. And while he doesn't expect to hang up his close sign for good like several other local restaurants, von Rutenberg admits to double-digit losses in profits recently, which make him wary.
It's one or two diners every evening over the course of a year. You know, you multiply one two-top, one four-top not coming in, times 7 days a week, times 4 weeks in a month, times 365 days a year, and that's the difference between staying in business and not.
Von Rutenberg says the staff still aims for the personal touch to help diners enjoy their experience more than from eating from a corporate fast food chain's value menu. Wisconsin Restaurant Association President Ed Lump says eateries are doing all they can now to balance the books.
Lighter entrees, smaller entrees, appetizers with meals sometimes. We have restaurants looking at hours of operation, so you may see some places that were open 7 days a week going down to six or even five, and you might see people who were open for lunch and dinner, maybe only open for dinner.
Lump says restaurants need to keep innovative and flexible, while customers just need to show.
Dine out tonight, it'll make you feel better.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.